Let's switch gears right now and go to the KRDO Newsline and visit with Paul Myers Bennett, who's with the Better Business Bureau here in Southern Colorado. And Paul, can I call you Paul, or is it Paul?
You bet.
I can call you Paul.
You
bet. Okay, I'll call you Paul. It's Dan Koschel here. Thanks for joining us. You know, it's always great to have the Better Business Bureau on the air to talk about the latest scams. It's amazing how many people around the world are trying to take our money. And it happens here in Southeast Colorado. What is the latest scams that are happening in Southeast Colorado?
You know, I'll tell you, there's quite a few scams out there, and the pandemic has just driven scams up. Scammers love to prey on fear. And in uncertain times that have been around the pandemic, scammers are taking advantage of those. And the number of scams and the dollars that are being taken during 2020 and even into 2021 are going up. But one of the newest has to do with a car insurance scam. And what that is giving too much information on potentially fake car sites to get better insurance quotes, or even real car insurance, where you're really entering too much of your personal information that can then be stolen and used in different scammy ways.
Oh, that is those kind of scams are so annoying because people obviously need insurance, and you know that it makes it susceptible for them to give information because they think that they're doing the right thing.
That's right. I mean, everyone is looking for a better deal, whether you are tight because of COVID and job situation, or you're just being smart with your money and wanting to to get the best rate on your policy insurance. It's just important to look and be careful on where you give your information. So some tips that we would give on this would be, you want to make sure to continue to open your physical mail. That sounds kind of old-fashioned, the snail mail that you get. But generally, whether this scam, they use your identity to open an unemployment claim with the state will send you physical mail, so check that out. Also, the insurance company will send you physical mail, so open your physical mail. Read your emails. It's annoying when you have hundreds or even thousands of what seem to be fake emails coming into your inbox, but just take a little time and skim them. If something it seems a little out of normal, really dig into it. Also,
but the other thing,
go ahead.
I'm sorry, not to cut you off, but people have to be careful with the email situation because, yes, they want to read the email, but they don't want to open the attachment. So sometimes opening the attachment can set off firmware and spyware in your computer system, right?
You are 100% correct. Being launching a virus can be just done from clicking a link. So that means either look at the email, where it's from, see if the address makes sense to you, and don't click just random links or attachments. If you have a question, it comes from someone that looks legitimate, find out who that website is, and then go ahead and pick up the telephone and call and look into, is this email credible before opening some sort of link or, if you're unfamiliar with it, some sort of attached file.
I know that we, at the station, we get a lot of those kind of emails, and we have training that we have to look at the email, see who it's come from, but never open an attachment if you don't know more than, for instance, if you don't know the person who sent it, don't open the attachment, find out who that person that sent it was, and then maybe call them and set up a separate email that you know is coming.
That attachment or a hyperlink in there too can send you to somewhere you don't want to go and potentially infect that computer. So you're completely right about that. And then watch your credit reports. What you probably should do, and it might be a pain, but put a credit freeze on your Equifax, Experience, and TransUnion credit report. And what that should do is if you tell those companies, hey, I need a double authentication before you run my credit, it should stop a lot of potential issues by putting a credit freeze on. It just means they have to ask a second time before with you personally before running your credit. And then excellent. A big one is just don't share your personal information on the internet. it's too bad, but that means you know a number of us are getting COVID vaccinations and having those cards. That's a really easy way to give your too much information about yourself is taking a picture of that card and putting it on the internet or on your Facebook and social media pages. Just be careful to show, you know, too much information about where you are, where you live. Be careful and guard yourself. And then finally,
yeah,
report if something does happen to you, you're not the only one. And for the right authorities, the government, and everyone else to try and help you, report that. BBB, the Better Business Bureau, has a bbb.org/scam tracker where you can see all the scams that are going around you. And then again, we report them and try and help others not be affected by the scams that are hitting.
Yeah, that a lot of great information as always. It's nice meeting you, Paul. Thanks for the time, and we'll look forward to visiting with you next month.
Very much appreciated, and have a good afternoon.